Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments International and ahamomentsworld.com. Tune in for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to live a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide. I'm Mari, and happy Tuesday. We are back this week, and last week I was on a big telesummit, and we had to pre-up the show just because it was crazy. We had so many new people and so much going on, and so we are back tonight, and I want to talk all about how to heal invisible patterns that are in the way of your joy. And I will be taking some questions and callers, so if you would like to call in, you can do so at 347-215-9485. That's 347-215-9485. And we've had a lot of new people join our community over the last few weeks. So I wanted to say welcome and just give you the protocol of what happens when you call in. My producer, Sam, will answer the phone and he will ask you what your question is and then put you in the queue for me to take your calls a little bit later in the show. So please, you know, call sooner than later because that way you'll have a higher chance to actually talk to me. And let's see, we have a lot of things going on. I've been doing when I was on that show last week, I sold a package for our multidimensional manifesting lab and readings, and we have so many readings now that I'm booked into June, starting to book appointments into June. It's kind of crazy. So that's exciting to meet people from all over the world who are really interested in these parallel realities and multidimensional manifesting. And tonight, I wanted to talk more about some of the nuances that happen when you are working with your own parallels. I'm going to cover that tonight because, a lot of times, what people do is they kind of rely on their old type of manifesting that they use, like for creative visualization, law of attraction, those kind of old processes, and they're looking for a structure. Excuse me, my throat is. Wait, hang on, let me take some tea here. Okay, and they're looking for, you know, a specific like step by step, you know. Cut out your pictures on your magazines, put them on your vision board, now stare at them and say these affirmations 10 times and the thing will appear for you in the, you know, the next morning. And because life in general is a very dynamic process, it doesn't quite work that fast. Sometimes it does, actually. Sometimes it works very fast. But I want to talk a little bit about what produces speed and what slows us down in this call. So when it comes to manifesting, especially when you start to incorporate your parallel realities and your multidimensional levels of manifesting. And a couple of distinctions that I want to make. One is when you're talking about the difference between manifesting from your mental mind, which is what a lot of people are used to doing, so if you're starting kind of the old ways, and then manifesting from or creating what you're desiring from your multidimensional aspects of yourself, which is much more powerful and it's quicker, but it is also more ambiguous in a way because it's not as concrete. And one of the things that can slow you down a lot is if you crisscross those two systems. So the old way, the sort of mental way, is to just sort of completely stay in your regular waking state. And like I said, you say, okay, I now want a new car, and you know, you go and you get all kinds of pictures of a Prius, and you put it on a vision board, and you say, I now have a new car, I'm now driving a new car, I'm happy driving my new car. But you're staying in your beta state of mind, you're staying in your very regular waking state of mind, and you start to, what the culprit of that is, you start to argue with yourself because your mental mind is saying, yeah, but you don't have a Prius. Right now you have a Tercel and it's, you know, falling apart or whatever. You don't have that car, you know, and so you get the yeah, but, and the what if. So what if you can't do this? And what if your car breaks down before you can get the new one? And what if, you know, you don't know how to do it? And what if, you know, how is this going to happen? And then you get the if only. If only I had done this before. If only I had better credit. If only I did quit my job and I went right before I needed a new car. If only somebody would help me get the new car. If only I'd hit the lottery. Whatever those things are, we have yeah, but, what ifs, and if onlys. Those always, always, always are taking place when you're engaging your mental mind and you're not stepping into the energetic aspects of yourself, the multidimensional aspects of yourself, okay? And so it puts a huge limitation on what you can actually create because you're not engaging the part of you that actually does the creating. You're engaging the part of you that does the receiving of the creation. So it's completely different than the part of you that actually does the creating. So that's the old-fashioned way. Now, before I get into the more evolved way, which is the multidimensional way, I want to give you kind of a distinction of the cast of characters and who does what in the manifesting process. So most of us have been rewarded when we were in school for being intellectual, for having the answers, right? You can, you kind of got annoyed with the person who was saying, oh, I want to ask a question, I want to ask a question. And you always sort of bowed to the person who always had the answer. You know, she always gets the right answers. Oh, she's the smartest one. And she's the teacher's pet because she always has the right answers. And we don't have the right answers, you know. So we were kind of trained to get rewarded for having answers, okay? We're annoying if we had, you know, too many questions. When it comes to our energetic self, though, in the energy, our higher self has the inspiration and the answers, the how-to. And then they translate that through our brain in the pineal gland to our physical self, which then perceives what the higher self wants us to perceive, what the higher self is sending. And the physical self operationalizes the how-tos that are being sent from the higher self. The physical self, your physical mind, your waking state that you've been trying to create within the past, is not the one that does the creating. It's the one that receives the instructions to follow to orchestrate this thing coming all the way through into your visible world. So your higher self, that part of you that's outside, navigates outside of your body and communicates with the part of you that's in your body, is the one that's driving the inspiration and the one that's driving the how it's going to happen. The physical you, your mental mind, is the one, the version of you, that actually receives the messages from your higher self, receives the inspired actions to take, the synchronicities, the excitement, the inspirations from the higher self that the higher self is sending. The physical mind perceives what that next breadcrumb is, perceives that aha moment, that's a sign that you should go in this direction or that direction, feels inspired to take this step, this step, and this step. That's what the physical mind is. It's only there to operationalize. It's not there to figure out how. So one of the invisible patterns that we have that slows us down in being able to get what we desire is that we're trying to force our physical mind to take over the job of the higher self. And it can't. It's not built to do it. It doesn't have the far-reaching faculties that is needed for it to give you the how. So if you're beating your head against the wall trying to figure out how to get this or how to get that or how to get this relationship to work or how is it going to work out or how is it going to happen or what's going to happen to me, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks down the road, you are wasting your time a lot. And you're probably influencing your body in negative ways as well, because that creates angst and stress and strain and resistance. And that and a lot of push me pull you energy and a lot of over analysis and a lot of sliding all over the place, and that stops the flow from your higher self, which is the one with the inspiration, the instructions, the how to, the breadcrumb, the signs, the symbols, the synchronicities. Your higher self are the eyes behind your head. Your higher self, the part of you that's not walking around in your physical body but communicates with the version of you that is the one that goes into every galaxy, every dimension, has access to your entire catalog of parallel realities. And it says, pick this one, pick this one. And your mental mind is saying, yeah, but if I do this, and then I do that, and then I guess this could work like this. Okay, well, I just did my vision board, and I need the Prius, and I really like the car, and I'm excited about it, but I got to figure out how to do this now. So how am I going to do this? As soon as you find your mental mind saying that, you got to stop. Because if you do that in a regular waking state, you will be asking your mental mind to do something it cannot do. It's like asking a chihuahua to be a basketball player. It just can't do it. So, especially when you're dealing with something you've never done before. So if you have been doing something, if you're contemplating doing something that you have done before and you engage your mental faculties, let's say you're an athlete and you're, skating, you're an ice skater, and you're training your body through repetition to find its balance, all those blazes, to do your triple axel. But you start off with a single, then you do a double, and then, you're building on a physical skill set, right? And you're building your muscles, your balance, your core, whatever else goes to jumping and your skating. You're building your in-betweens, all that stuff. Your figures, all of your technique, and you're improving on technique through repetition. Okay? So you're physically orienting yourself. You're sort of using your beta brain to orient yourself physically to continue on this progression. But that's a physical training thing. So the whole thing from start to finish is taking place in the physical world. You're not trying to use alchemy to bring the invisible into the visible. You're not trying to say, okay, I'm now going to get, so it's $750 ice skate, but I don't have $750. How am I going to manifest the ice skates? You're on the skates. You're training your body. Okay, so of course, the way that we work on training ourselves is we try to improve on what we had, done before. Do it through repetition, and we do it through getting coaches and all that kind of stuff. When you're doing this kind of work, when you're working with your energy, when you're working with other non-physical aspects of yourself, your cast of characters that helps you to get that done, it splits. It's not just you. Just like in a skater has a coach and a skater, or two, and they have themselves, and then they have cross trainers, and they have personal trainers and massage therapists. They have a whole cast of characters. You also have a whole cast of characters in your manifesting. So, as a skater, you don't expect yourself to be the coach too. You don't expect yourself to be the choreographer and the massage therapist and the nutritionist and the ballet teacher. And, you hire those people. And then when the ballet teacher says, okay, you want to do an arabesque on skates? We need to get you to do arabesque in the studio. Put your leg up, hold your arms like this, hold your core, da, da, da. You lean into that expert to give you guidance. So that's what we're saying with your higher self. People like to ignore the higher self because they, quote, can't see that person, and they need to just, get it done. And I'm in reality now. I have to get a car because my car's breaking down, so I can't worry about this higher self. I've got to go make it happen, and I'll do the manifesting thing the next time. Well, believe it or not, you are still manifesting. You're just manifesting the negative of what it is you're trying to do. You're manifesting a long, arduous, hard road, as opposed to making it easier by incorporating more of that invisible energy. So just understanding the cast of characters is going to help you to let go. So when we talk about letting go and surrendering and you hear all that and you kind of hate hearing it because you want to kind of control things and you want guarantees of time and how long and when and all that kind of stuff, when you do that, what you're trying to do is take over the job that your higher self has and your physical self is not capable of doing. Okay? So if you happen to become fluent in your intuition, start to really pay attention beyond, oh, yeah, I already know intuition, but really get into the energetic communication system, which includes your intuition and your telepathic abilities and your channeling abilities, and you choose to invest time and energy into learning those, this process of communicating with that higher self is going to be a lot easier. So there's a guy right now on Dancing with the Stars. His name is Niles. And if you watch the show, I'm sure you know who he is. He's drop dead gorgeous, and he happens to be deaf. And he's out dancing everybody, and he can't hear the music. But when he communicates with PETA, his dance partner, he has to have his translator doing sign language. But if he tried to learn the dances in that short period of time and at that level of intensity and have to be show quality within, you know, days, without the interpreter, it would be a really much harder road because that interpreter is not only teaching, you know, not only being his voice, he's being her voice, and the interpreter is also teaching her how to communicate with Niles by teaching some basic sign language, how to signal, you know, when there's a, like a blank spot in the music and he couldn't possibly know when it's going to start, that start beat's going to happen and how to cue him and all that. She has a third party partnership, right? So there's a language of communication that has to happen that's not just speaking English and demanding that the English be the only way of communicating. So it's the same thing when you're working with your intuitive faculties and with your manifesting faculties. You can't expect that when you have this cast of characters, number one, that you're supposed to do everything yourself, and you have to learn the language of how your partner, which is your higher self, actually communicates. And when you invest time in that, then you can dance together. You can create together. Because the higher self can't create without you because the higher self needs you to operationalize things in the physical world. But you can't operate blueprint of your higher self letting you know what to do because your mental mind doesn't have the capacity to sort that out on its own without those inspirations coming from the higher self. Okay, so all that being said, one of the things that we have a tendency to do, and that's what was leading me up to our topic for tonight, which is how to heal invisible patterns that are in the way of your joy. One of the things that, you know, I was noticing even in my own manifesting, and I'm teaching a lot of people these processes, and so I've been getting a lot of actually very interesting questions. And we have a tendency to focus on the wrong end of the manifestation process. So, for instance, if you're in a relationship or you want to be in a relationship and or you have a particular person in mind and you have the option to choose a parallel reality where you're already with that person, where that person's in your life and you're in the kind of relationship you always want to be in. Because remember, we're not creating anything. What we are is choosing. Okay, because everything already that you desire already exists. We're choosing which way we want to experience that and with who and how and timing and everything else. We're choosing all of that. Nothing's really happening to us. So if you are, a lot of times though, and I hear this a lot, people call me for readings and whatnot, and they, you know, the ones who aren't doing like this kind of work, just want me to predict. Oh, tell me what's going to happen to me in 2 weeks. Tell me what's going to happen to me in the next month. Tell me, is this guy thinking about me? Tell me if that person's going to do what I want. Tell me if I'm going to get the money. Tell me if I'm going to get the job. And it's essentially saying, you know, you're going to go to the company cafeteria this morning, you can choose eggs or you can choose a croissant, and you have all these choices on the menu, and you're asking me to tell you what you're going to choose later on today to eat. It's the same thing, you know, because no matter what I say as a psychic or you know, a reader, you're making the choice in everything, even the bad things that are what you would perceive to be bad, because we have a tendency to get into these what we call invisible patterns. So when it comes to relationships, this is the example I wanted to use because this is why it had to come up. A lot of times what we try to do is we try to pick from the wrong end of the parallel. That's the phrase I came up with last night when I was writing the show. We say, okay, I want to date this particular person. And so why isn't that person paying attention? Oh, there's something wrong with her or him. And it's, you know, they're just not this, they're not that, or not ready, whatever. So I'm going to pick a parallel where they are those things. And it's always focused on that thing that we desire, that person, that house, that, you know, car, relationship, job, or whatever. So we're focusing on the result that we want. So we pick the parallel with the result that we want, and we keep focusing on it. And then if it happens quickly, I mean, in a reasonable amount of time, then okay, you're probably okay. But if it started to take what feels like a long time, starting to get discouraged, it's feeling like, you know, way longer than 30, 60 days, and you keep thinking that you're, you know, envisioning, I'm doing all the processes and everything, but it's not coming to fruition, it's not coming to fruition, it's probably because you have a hidden, invisible pattern, and you're focusing on the other person or the end result, that outside thing, the job, the money, and not on the part of you that needs to be healed in order to receive that. So you're picking your parallels based on the other person's behavior or your desire for them to be a certain way, when the version of you that's going into that new parallel also has to be on par with that frequency of that person and the frequency of the energy of the new parallel. Usually when you're picking a new parallel reality, you're picking a faster frequency. It's something that can happen if you're operating at a much faster level. You can't stay exactly as you are now and then go into a faster frequency, because if you do, you won't perceive it. You can only perceive in real time what you're a match to. Okay, you're going to listen to this over again. I know that, you know, now we're going into more fan stuff, and it's like, you can only feel everybody going, wait, whoa, whoa, wait, say that again. So what I'm saying is that in order for you to get the new relationship, that new relationship is in a faster, higher frequency than where you're originating from. So you want that new person in your life, so that's going to be a different, higher, faster frequency where that person and you are in that relationship. But if you're not of that same frequency, you won't perceive that person in your world. It'll still feel like they're not there because you're not in the frequency of perceiving them. So what you want to do is make sure that instead of just focusing on, I'm picking the parallel where I'm in the relationship with this person, or I'm picking the parallel where I have this house, or I'm picking the parallel where I have this car. You want to pick the parallel where you are vibrationally in alignment with that thing that you're desiring as well. Also, where you are healed in order to receive it, where you love yourself enough that you can be in a relationship of the level that you're desiring. Most of us pick many times from the wrong end of the parallel. And if you are, this is one of the most potent invisible patterns. If things are feeling like they're majorly delayed, you have to have a come to Jesus with yourself and say, what is within me that is slowing this down? And I now choose a parallel where whatever is in me that's slowing me down is healed. And I'm going to focus on the parallel from the point of view of me being in the frequency of the thing that I desire, as opposed to I'm going to get that house, or I'm going to get that job, or I'm going to get, you know, to work for that company, okay? Or I'm going to have that kind of money in the bank. yeah, you could say I want $100,000 in the bank, Hunter, and you could do all these vision boards and do all these meditations with, you know, money falling out of the sky and all that kind of stuff. But if you feel that you get angry when you see other people who have $100,000 and you say, oh, you know, you're one of those people who goes online and sees Oprah's bought a house and you say, oh, she should be giving all that money to charity. She doesn't deserve another house. When you say that, you're literally saying that's showing you that your own vibration is not able to get abundant living. You're not in the same match. When you start vilifying other people's wealth, you're literally killing your own frequency and you're slowing yourself way, 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 way down. Okay? So it's important to recognize which part of the parallel are you operating from. And remember that this is like a teeter-totter. It's like a seesaw. You want both. You don't want one part way up and the other part down on the ground. And when you are operating from the wrong side of the parallel, you're always focused on how do I get the parallel where I can make that person come to me faster and want to marry me? Or how do I get to the parallel where I can make that person pick me for this job? How do I get to the parallel where I can make such and such a thing happen? When you're in that zone, you're sitting on the ground with a teeter-totter, and that frequency is so much higher than you, there's no balance. Remember, when you're dealing with parallel realities, what we're dealing with is not a heaven and earth kind of perception where something's above us and we're beneath it, okay? And the other way parallels are taught is side by side, so it's a dimension that's off to one side of you or the other. But we're talking about everything is in the room already. It's just that if you're not a frequency match to it, you're not perceiving it. It's like radio waves in the room. All these radio waves, right now I'm sitting in my office and I have, you know, thousands of different radio waves and broadband, there's all kinds of TV shows playing right in my room. But I don't have the tuner turned on. I don't have the cable, I don't have the television on. So I don't have the apparatus that's tuning me in, focusing me to the frequency that would pick up the frequency of, you know, Dance Moms. It's Tuesday, Dance Moms Night. Hey, how was that? Right? I don't have Dance Moms on right now because TV's off. I'm sure it's on because they start rerunning it, you know, on the day of the show where they have a new episode. But I don't have it on, so I'm not perceiving it. So I'm not at that frequency. I'm not tuning into that frequency. Same thing with you when it's these things that you desire. Houses, people, new dog. I'm really into the whole dog thing right now. New ways of being, new patterns in your business, okay? New ways of your friends behaving differently. All of these things are already in existence. They're already sitting in your room. That guy you want, he's sitting right next to you. Right next to you, right there. Right, look to your right now. Boom, he's right there. But you're not of that frequency. If you don't see him, or you can like touch his arm, it's because the frequency isn't there. You're not perceiving the frequency. As soon as you do, believe me, he'll be there. Now, I'm not talking about I Dream a Genie Brilliant. He'll come into your life, okay? And so this is why it's so important to say, okay, it could be that, okay, I haven't really found the descriptions or the sense of the type of the vibrational feeling of how I would want to be if I was with that person or whatever, so I'm not getting, that person isn't coming in. But the other thing is, if you have anything that has remotely to do with feeling like you're not good enough for that person, or you would have to strive for that person, or you're always trying to go to somebody, get somebody that you feel so much better than you, you put them on a pedestal and you put yourself beneath them, until you equalize that playing field, you don't equalize the frequency. So if you're saying, I want this guy, and he has all this money, and he has this, and he has that, but you don't have your own money, and you have all these inadequacies and insecurities, you're putting yourself on a teeter-totter of frequency where you're down and he's up because you're perceiving him to be better, and then he's not going to show up because there's no balance. Your frequency isn't matching. So the way that you do that is not to keep coming telling Mari, oh, your parallels aren't working because I've been doing the vision boards and I've been doing this stuff and you told me in a reading and all this, and it's all your fault and his fault and everybody's fault. But you're still sitting down on the ground waiting, you know, you have to look at yourself and say, okay, how do I shift myself into a parallel where I'm a match to whatever this guy's frequency is? Even if you don't know what his frequency is, you say, okay, I tell yourself, I get that there's this person that I'm in real, true alignment with. That this person, if I was in alignment with this person, I would be in this blissful, amazing partnership, amazing relationship. We'd have all kinds of fun things together. We'd have a great camaraderie, be best friends. We'd be confidants, we'd be lovers, all those things. Now, I know that that person exists because everything exists. Nobody has to be created. Nothing has to be created. And I'm choosing that. Now, add into that request, bring me to the parallel where I am matching that frequency in addition to that frequency being the ultimate frequency for a great relationship. So that you're now, when you include yourself in the adjustments, the teeter-totter balances and you've got the two sides equal. Okay? So now you have this sort of leveling off a frequency. That's when they come in like magic. That's when you start to get the breadcrumbs come faster. So when I say breadcrumbs, what I mean is that we're not talking about I Dream a Genie blink here. I'm talking about as soon as you choose that new parallel, as soon as you make that statement, you're in it. As soon as you make that statement, you're in it. You're just at the beginning of it. So you may not see the evidence of it yet, but you're in it. And when you're in it, you are going to start to see signs and symbols and synchronicities of what you need to do, what breadcrumbs you need to follow in order to get higher and higher in the frequency so that it becomes visible to you, so it reveals itself to you physically, where your frequency is going up, is revving faster, so that you'll be able to perceive the higher frequency and the physicality of that frequency coming into full view. Okay? And when you do that, as soon as you make that decision, I'm now going to this parallel, what you want to start looking for is not evidence of it's here or it's not here, but you want to start paying attention to, one, what excites me? Because if something comes forward and, you know, you get an idea to do something and if you feel a little sense of lightness, a little sense of lift, like, okay, that's the next step. It could be something totally unrelated, but it's raising your frequency. Like, you might be wanting a guy in your life, but your first breadcrumb might be about balancing your checkbook. And you won't be even thinking that's in the same category, but it is, because in order to get that guy that has all the money that's going to pay for you for all these things, you need to have your own finances on point. So you might be led to that. You might be led to the yoga studio. You might be led to the gym. You might be led to the dentist. You don't know what that first breadcrumb is. It may seem very unrelated to the ultimate desire that you have, but what it's doing is it's raising your teeter-totter. It's getting it so that you're on level with the frequency of that new scenario. Okay? If you're looking for that ultimate, you know, career move or job, and it's up on the top of the teeter-totter, they may say, okay, well, you know what? The first thing you might see is a sale for, you know, dress clothes, you know, and maybe they know you're going to have an interview with this big company. You don't see it yet. You're just like, you know, conjuring up the parallel. But the first thing you see the next day, like, there's a sale for, you know, dress slacks. And I don't even have the job yet, and I don't know when I'm going to get the job, but I just feel compelled to go. And you find that it's one of those sales where the cashier gives you a coupon on top of the coupon that was there at the end of the season, and blah, blah, blah. And you end up getting this, you know, $180 pair for $40, you know, that kind of thing. That's because you're in the parallel. Your frequency is adjusting. It's leading you. It's leading you. So that you're prepared for when you get that call from Disney saying, yes, you've got this interview to fly to Florida to meet with us. Okay, so this is one of the best ways. If you do what I'm talking about now, you're going to stop repeating invisible patterns for getting in your way, because you're going to start taking responsibility for the frequencies, for your part of raising your frequency, not just waiting for the magic trick. you know, because that's what manifesting has always been taught as. If I do this process and I think this way and I look at this vision and I clear that path and I do this and I put my measurement board together and I focus on the end result and all of it, then it's going to just manifest. And that's not really, it's not really magic. It's a muscle. You're choosing every single minute of the day. You're choosing a parallel now and now and now and now and now. You've been through billions of parallels since you've been on this call, listening to the show. So now it's just a matter of taking that in a, from a place of knowing that it exists and choosing deliberately from that catalog that's yours, and it's infinite. Anything you desire is already there. And also remember that your worst-case scenarios are also parallels that you're welcome to choose. It's because we have lower registered parallels and we have higher registered parallels. So there's a lot of times we're choosing lower registered things so that we can have the contrast to create, to want to choose the higher level things or, you know, to get us through particular lessons or whatever. But you don't have to continue to choose those. You can make an about face and choose differently, right? But when you do that, recognize that those first few breadcrumbs or many will be about fixing you, so that you can be able to perceive that frequency, you know, kind of like you got to turn on the TV to watch Dance Moms. It's going to be, we've got to turn you on so you can actually perceive the creation that's already existing for you in your parallel, you know, so you can perceive it in a physical way. Okay, so I hope that that's made sense. And we're going to start to take some callers. So if you are around, you're multitasking and you're far away from the phone, please come back to the phone so when I get to you, I don't miss you. I'm just going to take a sip of tea. I'm dry. My mouth is dry today. I've been doing a lot of interviews and stuff, and it's like talk. Okay. So the number to call in is 347-215-9485. Okay. So first person that we have... Stephanie. Oh, wait, Stephanie's gone. Okay. Amy in Connecticut. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I also want to add something to what you were saying. First of all, it completely resonates. And secondly, it's also us listeners that, you know, we're tuned into your frequency. So it's the right show at the right time for your listeners as well.
Thank you. You're right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
right?
Awesome.
Doesn't
thank you.
Sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Totally
oh, yeah.
Sense.
Totally makes sense. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm so glad you're getting it. That's really awesome. That's a
well,
amazing.
Well, you know what? And
point
it's,
of
it's because I only got it this year, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
All this vortex of turmoil has been spinning, and I'm like, what do you want from me, universe? And so, anyway, bottom line, I get it now. So finally.
Oh, so glad. That's awesome, Amy. That's amazing. That's great.
It
Thanks
is.
For sharing that with me. That's very exciting. I love that. I
it
love that.
Exciting.
It's always great to hear that.
Thank
What's
you.
What's your question?
It's about my, well, I am going through a transition, but I'm also okay with it in the sense of, the oldest, I don't really resonate with people, friendships anymore that I used to have. So I'm letting them go because the frequency has changed. It really, and it's, I've changed. So I'm wondering, I know it's a choice of what you might foresee, but like, you know, harmonious, loving relationships, because I know I am that. I know I deserve that, but I am that.
So you're looking for those relations. You're wondering how to have those come into your world, or
exactly. And is it just a matter of like waiting period, or you know, like kind of like cooking, where you're waiting things, simmer time, and just kind of okay.
I wouldn't call it waiting or simmer, because that then you're telling the energy to slow it down, and that you're in a waiting mode. What I would call it is uploading.
Uploading.
So I went to I went through that when I first moved here. I had one group of friends, and then that kind of just wasn't a really good fit. And so they kind of started to retreat, and I didn't chase it down. I didn't like, okay, I'm gonna, I just decided, okay, it's all right if I go into some silence for a while and just, you know,
right,
stay home and not push to be out and social and this and that. And I said, and the right thing will configure, but I started to get clear on what I wanted. So I joined a co-working space where I was surrounded by really dynamic women entrepreneurs who, you know, they understood entrepreneurship, they had their own businesses, you know,
right,
they understood the kind of trajectory that I'm on. They're writing books, I wasn't the only one, they have radio shows, I wasn't the only one, they have TV shows, I wasn't the only one, you know, all those things. And so,
cool.
But there was a period of silence, but I kept hearing, go join that space, go join that space.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know, maybe I'll wait because it's money, it's more money, and I have so many expenses. Go join the space. Go join the space. And I was like, okay, you know, I have my own house, you know. I don't have to necessarily go join the space. And when I got there, one of the things they do is they matchmake you with other entrepreneurs that they think you not only get along good with professionally and be synergistic without being competitive, but also personally. So all of a sudden it was like, and then I kept hearing, just say yes. Because I'm kind of, as social and extrovert as I am on my shows, I'm a little anti-social. Like, it's very easy for me to nest and cozy up because I'm dealing with people all the time. And as soon as you tell people, oh, you know, what do you do for a living? And, you know, I never tell people that I do psychic work, but usually a friend or somebody says, oh, he's a psychic and she has a book. It's like, it shuts the whole room down because I'm like, really? Can you tell me about my dead grandmother? You know, and you're just like, ugh. You know, so I don't really tell people.
Right.
So then I sort of recede because I'm like, let them talk. I'd like to hear somebody else talk. I've been talking all week, you know. And
yeah.
And so, but when I finally said, yeah, so I was kind of hesitant to go out socially. And I kept, like, then my guides were saying the breadcrumb was, just say yes, just say yes, just say yes. So I would say, yes, oh, crap, you know. But every time I went out, it was a even better connection than the one before, and now I have a totally different group of friends, but they're synergistic, where, you know, there's an awesome camaraderie, and I can see my social calendar that went from, you know, very busy to zero for like 3 months to like now it's like, okay, I got to jockey a lot of different things,
yeah,
but it's all very nourishing, you know what I mean? So that's what
yes,
I put
exactly
into your parallel, is you wanted to say, make me a nourishing friend to someone who's as equally nourishing as me.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. That word nourishing for me, that's the word I started using now that I'm talking to you. That's the word I started using when it came to friendship. Because instead of depleting and draining and like, you know, you don't want, and not that my other friends were, you know, bad. It just wasn't that.
No.
I say there's like a glove, there's glove fits. There's like the kind of mitt you would use to push around wood in a fireplace. And then there's like the surgical glove fit that's like your second skin. And you're looking for that in your closest internal circle of friends, is that surgical glove fit, more so than, it's a glove, it's protecting your hand, you're not getting burned, but it's clunky, right? So you want those more refined friendships, the kind of, and there'll be fewer of them.
Yeah, and
again,
the exchange, the frequency, like, I'm a giver, so it's, and I'm always like, I'm a healer in my own right, and I'm not necessarily in that as a job, but I feel like that with my friends, they always are coming to me, and it's just, it's not an exchange, and it's draining. It's just draining.
Yeah.
And I can't do
this
anymore.
Because you have to teeter totter though. If you're constantly giving, it's because a lot of times you don't want to receive, and you're just sort
it's
of on your face, because it makes you vulnerable when you're showing vulnerability when you're receiving, you know, because and so you have to ask within your own meditation work, and I'm just going to say this, I'm going to have to jump to the next person, but in your own visioning work and, you know, this type of work, your quiet time, you have to really be honest with yourself, and this is what I'm talking about. You've been focusing on the back end of the parallel, getting these new friends or in alignment with you and getting these new people, and it's like those people. Go to the front end of the parallel and say, how do I create the me that's available to receive the nourishing relationships that I seek.
And I think it goes back to, you know, refilling myself, refilling my cup. And that means...
You don't have to think about the how.
That's
fine. And I shouldn't even say, how do I create the me? I would just say, put me into the parallel version of me that is already in this, these nourishing relationships with these people so that you can be receptive to them as well as contributing to them. Okay?
Do you see that happening?
Put yourself I'm not gonna answer that question because that's up to you. That's going back to like prediction.
That's right, the choice thing.
You've far surpassed that. Okay, so can it happen for you this spring? Considering we're in spring, absolutely. If you choose to stay in that choice, if you go back and forth, you literally had chosen it. In just us talking, you had chosen it 100 times since we've been talking, and then when you asked me that question, you literally chose out of the parallel into the doubt.
Okay,
you chose
so
a different parallel.
Okay, so my mantra, and I'll wrap it up because I know you have to go, is nourishing harmonious relationships. Come to me.
And you being available to those as well as those being available to you.
Yeah, the receiving end of it too. Okay, totally makes sense. Okay.
And you're not asking to create that. Remember, you're just saying I'm stepping into the parallel world that already is.
Got it. I get it.
So it's not a matter of repeating mantras over and over again like affirmations. That's kind of the old primitive way. This is a matter of you're making a choice to be that person. So you've already made the choice. We've been talking about it. And as we've been talking about it, you stepped into it already. So you're already that person now. Allow the breadcrumbs to come. Allow the signs, the symbols, the synchronicities to come forward. It may be that all of a sudden you get this hit to go to a workshop on friends. It may be that all of a sudden you get some sort of hunch to go to therapy for 3 weeks or something, you know, just to get kind of sorted out. You're the inspiration leading forward so that then you also get, you know, go join this club or go join that place, you know, so that you'll meet these people. The breadcrumbs come in all different configurations, but I will say that if you allow it, your higher self will give you the most efficient and fastest way. Ooh, that's loud. And fastest way to that point. Okay?
Okay.
I'm jumping off. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Take care. You're welcome. Okay. So next, okay, we have Dana in Florida.
Hello.
Hi, Dana. Hi.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I'm sitting here taking notes because that last caller asked my question so we can just finish up all the questions she was going to ask you because I'll have some for her.
Okay.
I was like, this is so interesting because that point that you were making about the invisible pattern is what I realized when you were saying basically we're out of sync with the parallel that we want to be in.
Right.
And we have to get in sync. I was just sitting there saying, oh, we got to get in sync. We have to sync up. We have to match that parallel.
Right. Exactly. And matching the parallel is actually easy because it's a catalog that you're choosing. So you're just really choosing it. But then once you've chosen it, like the minute you say, I've chosen this, what you want to do is start to pay. Your higher self will say, great, glad you chose it. Here's your first step. And it'll like I said to the other gal, it may be completely counterintuitive. You know, you're thinking guy, they're saying yoga. You know what I mean? It may be, you know, maybe totally counterintuitive. You're thinking guy, maybe get that alkalized water. But it's important to follow your excitement. That's the key.
Okay.
Is that if you follow anything that makes you, piques your interest or follow excitement. So I went out with a gal the other day and we went to dinner and then there was this place, this holistic grocery store that was in that particular mall. And she says, oh, are you familiar with that store? And I said, I had no idea. I'd never been in that store because I don't really live around here. She says, oh, this is awesome. It's like, you know, better than Whole Foods and all this and whatever. And I said, oh, okay. She says, you should come in with me. I said, okay, fine. So because she had to do her grocery shopping. And I went in, And, you know, I wasn't in the zone for the grocery thing. Like, even the holistic, I mean, I love those kind of stores. You know, you go crazy. But I was just walking around, and I was just kind of feeling my way. I was like, okay, you know, one day I'll come back, and I'll get, you know, I'm going to stock up some stuff here. And I was just trying to notice, like, what's on this shelf, what's on that, what's available. And there's one bottle of water, like, on the, you know, there was all these different kinds of, you know, fancy waters. And there was this one bottle, and I was like, whoa. That. And it was like almost like jumped off the shelf at me, and I get here and buy me. And I was like, well. And when I got that water, I passed it a few times, and I said, you know what, I'm going to go get that water. And I bought this bottle of water. And when I tasted it, I was like, oh my God, I have been looking for something that doesn't taste like chemicals, alkalis, and this and that whole thing. And it was like, my whole body was like, you know, like it was just the exact glove fit. You know, and it was because I've been dehydrated. So that was a very hydrating type of water. And so That's when I say follow the excitement. It can be something as seemingly inconsequential.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easy to say, okay, I want a relationship. And then all of a sudden, you know, Oprah's in town doing her Love Fest relationship workshop. And you're looking for tickets for that because that makes sense, you know.
Right.
It's not those
one.
Things. You want to go, and you want the more you get the subtle cues, because that's how your energetic communication system works, the more powerful and stronger that broadcast frequency that you're trying to be in alignment with, you'll be, it's not a matter of trying, you're already in alignment, but they're trying to raise the volume of the frequency so that you can perceive it. Okay, so I know.
So now, do you have to work on your invisible patterns, or is this process enough to just bypass the invisible patterns?
It depends on how long things are taking. There are certain things, as you know and I do, that if, you know, you think about it and then poof, I had a gallon right on my face. We have this little secret Facebook group for our multidimensional manifesting lab, and she wrote, oh my gosh, I was driving and I said to myself, I'd really like to see a deer today. I'd just love to see it. It would make my heart sing to see a deer. And she goes, like, 1 minute later, she looks over to the, she hears, look to the right, and there was this fawn and deer, like mommy and baby thing, you know, grazing together. Nowhere near the car, so they weren't going to get hit or anything, but it was just like, if she hadn't heard look to the right, she wouldn't have seen it. She would have missed it. But because she had put herself, she said, I put myself in the parallel of seeing a deer. She was playing with it. She was just playing.
Okay.
And it happened instantaneously. Mm-hmm. Now, she didn't have any stakes with that, right? She's either there, she doesn't see the deer. Okay. Nobody's dying. Nobody, you know, nobody's going to not have children in this life. You know, it's just, she didn't see the deer. When we get into the things where there are bigger consequences, our stakes feel higher, you know, the relationships, the jobs, the money, and all those kinds of things, that's when we start to have these invisible patterns, because we get hang-ups around them. How fast they've come in before, how they don't come in, how my mother never had it, why would I, oh, I would have never, you know, all those things. So do you have to work on the invisible patterns? What I would say is, if something is taking a while, here's two ways to handle it. If something is taking a while and it's feeling chronic, it's probably because you're working the wrong end of the parallel. You're focused on the end result. And not focused on bringing the version of you who can receive that end result into the parallel. You're trying to stay the same yourself, but have your circumstances change. That's where people forget. So what you want to do is say, bring the healed version of me that can really receive that fabulous relationship with that amazing person. Whatever that healing is, you don't have to know every single little detail of the healing, okay, that's needed. Just say, bring me into the parallel where I'm in total alignment with this person that I'm seeking. Then they will start to fix you. Say, okay, well, she had mother issues, and blah, 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 oh, whatever. That will start to happen naturally. A lot of people, what they do is they get caught up in, I have to go back into my past, analyze everything, fix everything before I give myself permission to move forward in my present, in the new frequency. And that is completely like just throwing yourself off the record player. You know, it's just, this just it's
the wrong
huge
end.
Delays. Yeah. So does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's actually easier than it sounds. the focus is if you see repeating patterns or you start to, you know, you know, like most of us kind of, if you're listening to a show like this, you're contemplating a lot. You probably know some of your recurring patterns.
Yeah,
one of the ways,
right?
Yeah. Let's say you wanted a relationship. I just used that because a lot of people are saying things that way. You want to say, you know, the big question is, if that guy showed up today, or girl, this minute, like you're sitting listening to the show and you're going to knock on the door and that perfect, amazing person is standing right there. Are you ready?
No.
Are your nails done? Are your hair done? Did you shave your legs? Do you have the wardrobe?
Exactly.
Is your house clean? Are your finances in order? Is your health in order? Did you go to the dentist? Like, that.
Right, exactly.
And if there's anything on that list, then it's making the frequency off.
Right, you ought to think.
And there's some things that are always going to be, you don't have to be perfect. But if you've got like 40 things on that list, and then what you're doing is putting that ultimate guy on a pedestal, and you're saying, okay, when I get proof that he's on his way, I'll get myself to get my hair done and shave my legs and all those things. But until he's on
right.
his way and I have proof, I don't have to do it today. Go watch, you know, The Housewives. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
You can hold yourself back in the frequency because you're assuming that you're not going to operationalize you until you get proof that that, whatever that is coming. And what we're saying is assume it's already here, and the more you do in the direction of that, the sooner it will come into view.
Okay. Be ready. Get ready now.
The guy is already in the room sitting next to you. You can't see him because
yeah.
you're not – your legs aren't shaped. You know what I mean? Like,
your hair's not combed,
I
right.
understand. Right. You can't see them yet because you're not in a line. You're not saying
yeah.
I'm, you know, in 100%. You'll see it happen a lot when you watch actors and they've been slogging at their career. You've seen this with celebrities. And they've been slogging, and they finally hit that point of no return. Like they land and they're going forward, and they have the money and they have the house and they have this, and then all of a sudden they find the love of their life. Then the baby, you know, and then of course they're on People magazine for having it all, right? They have it all,
right.
you know. And
right.
But there was a beginning phase where they didn't, but then one piece clicked in. It's like doing a jigsaw puzzle, and you know, you like kind of do a piece of the sky, maybe a piece of the ocean, and maybe a piece of a palm tree, and maybe a piece of the boat, and then you've got those in between pieces that have to connect everything, right?
Right.
So that's what we're doing here, is like, and you don't have to have all of it to see the picture, but you want most of it,
right,
for it to come into tangible view, and then you can work on the rest, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because otherwise you're just not a vibrational match. You won't open the front door if you're not ready.
Exactly.
You could be outside
and
all the while.
And then that becomes
an
invisible pattern. See that, what you just said? That becomes
right.
an invisible pattern. And that doesn't have to be with the relationship. It could be with, you know, you want a new TV or you want a new car. Or you know, I'm saying material things because it's a tangible thing on a radio show. It's not to go fast, like, you know, talk that way. But it's even a better relationship with your child, you know. It's not, you know, I got to change my kid to behave the way I want. I got to change. Let me pick the parallel where he's behaving the way I want. Pick the parallel where you're in alignment with each other, so that you're
right.
You because there's for you to be able to deal with him, you have to shift too. So pick
right.
the version of you that's in alignment with him. Not try to get him to do all the heavy lifting to come back to the frequency where you're at. Usually, if we're asking for something new, we're being called forward to a higher, faster frequency. So I'm going to end now because I have to wrap the show, but I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you. Yes. Uh-huh. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for calling in. All right, everybody. Well, I hope that's been helpful. You know, this stuff is really, really powerful. And if you listen to the show, listen to the podcast, put it on headphones, listen to it while you sleep, and you'll get it actually even quicker. It's one of my ways of speeding up my own learning is to listen to things while I'm sleeping. And then when I wake up, I can actually talk about it much easier because it's sort of in, you know, in your cells and your memory. But go ahead and play with that, and we will see you. Actually, next week we will be off, but we will see you in 2 weeks, same time, same place. And I will end with my motto, which is, you truly can have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it too. And in this new energy, anything is possible. Take care, everybody. Have a great week.
You've been listening to the Aha Moments radio show with your host, Mari. Be sure to visit her blog and website at www.ahamomentsinc.com. That's A-H-A, moments with an S, inc.com. Also join Mari on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ahamomentsinc and Twitter at twitter.com/ahamoments. We can't wait to see you there.
Thank you.